Secretary?
Yeah.
One moment for the President, sir.
Put him on.
Hello?
Just a minute, Mr. Secretary.
Bob.
Yes, Mr. President.
Senator By is calling out here, and he's got some kind of announcement on this plane to, in Indiana that we've been talking about.
Yeah, I'm supposed to have word from the President of Kaiser this morning on that. I was going to call you the moment I got it.
Well, Kaiser's apparently talked to him, and Studebaker has, and this fellow Ailes has talked to him, and he's got a long announcement. Now, I don't know whether we ought to make it or not. He says it's going to cost a bunch of jobs in Ohio. Kaiser's going to have to move a bunch of their men from Ohio to Indiana.
Well, they haven't said that's what they're going to do yet. I suspect that that's in the back of their mind. I think it would be better if you didn't make it, Mr. President. What I was going to have you do was call by and
he's calling us, so he knows more about it than we do. He says Ailes has told him that it's ready to go, and he's ready to make the announcement.
No, Ailes hasn't gotten the final word on it yet.
That's what I told him. He better talk to you.
I'll call by myself right now.
Yeah, you call him and talk to him.
I wanted to call you as soon as I got the final word so you could call him as you indicated.
Yep.
But we have not yet received from Kaiser the statement that they have signed the agreement. They're to do so this morning sometime.
Yeah. Well, they've apparently told him. So if you don't think we ought to have anything to do with it, particularly with his loss of jobs, why, we'll just forget it unless you call us back.
All right, we should hear from Kaiser within an hour.
Then you talk to By.
I will.
And I may be gone from here then. Now, Warren Rogers has got a story in the Herald Examiner here. He's the Hearst Headline Service. Do you know him?
I do.
He says that confusion and bitterness and the loss of vital intelligence information about Cuba are byproducts of Johnson's decision to make Guantanamo an entirely self-sufficient base. President, acting on recommendation of Secretary of Defense McNamara, announced last week that the base would provide its own fresh water, and Navy and Marines assigned there no longer take their families, and 3,000 Cuban workers would be laid off. The clamp down followed, and so forth. But other sources on Capitol Hill and elsewhere, well, they're not money on Capitol Hill, I think this is elsewhere.
Yeah.
Noted these results. Firing Cuban workers on the base dries up an important source of intelligence information. There is no easy way to compensate for this loss. Even if the most productive informants were retained, this would be a tip-off and they would be arrested by Castro. He might ban all Cubans. Many of those being discharged are simpatico, that is, more loyal to the United States than Castro and so forth. Operating costs at the base will skyrocket contrary to the Johnson-McNamara thrift and frugality program. And it gives the water charges in detail. The Pentagon's military men are unhappy because they have either overruled or not consulted on the important move. Well, now, we told Max Taylor to consult him, and I understood the next morning they were for it.
Oh, yes. That story's without foundation. I'll get...
The Navy and Marines recommended against it, barring dependents, for example. The Joint Chiefs were never formally consulted, informant said. Now, my judgment is that that's coming from one or two of our dissenters.
Yeah.
I have picked up kind of a tail deal. Member of the cabinet, one or two of the top men that thought we ought to just let it go unrecognized and do nothing about it. And not play it. And they've been putting out a good deal of stuff. I doubt this came from the Joint Chiefs, but I think that Rogers ought to be cleared out and ought to be told what's happened, and we ought to kind of watch these boys that are planting these stories. One or two of them are leaving, but we still got one or two left with us.
I'm positive this didn't come from the Chiefs. It might have come from some part of the Navy, but I doubt that even.
Well, I thought the Navy would be happy.
Well, the Navy would have liked to have kept more of the Cuban employees, and they would have liked to have kept the dependents. there, but they're in agreement with the action that has been taken. I say the Navy would have, some of them would have liked to, others would have preferred.
Well, the Secretary wasn't very strong for it that night.
That's right.
And you better talk to him about it.
But I will get Paul Nitzer to get in touch with Rogers right away, and most importantly, we'll get the rest of the press cleared up.
Yeah, I don't know whether maybe Nitzer's not the one to sell Rogers the way Nitzer's attitude, but anyway, somebody ought to tell him what's happening. It's in the Herald Examiner this morning.
All right, as soon as I hear from Kaiser this morning, I'll call your group out there so you get the information.
Thank you.